This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The man convicted of murdering gay man Scott Johnson has lodged an appeal after his shock confession to the 1988 crime in open court. Lawyers for Scott White lodged an appeal last week in the New South Wales Court of Criminal Appeal against his conviction. On January 10th, the 50-year-old stunned his lawyers during a Supreme Court hearing by declaring he was guilty of the 34-year-old crime. White's public lawyers immediately and unsuccessfully tried to reverse the plea at the time. A new Australian study claims to have found clear evidence for a theory that those with older brothers are more likely to be gay, known as the fraternal birth order effect. The theory has been around for decades, suggesting an immune response during pregnancy, in reaction to proteins produced by a male fetus, produces antibodies. Those antibodies remain in the bloodstream and during future pregnancies play a part in the sexual development of children. Some researchers dispute the theory because previous research only used small samples. Two gay educators have spoken out about being sacked for their sexuality, warning an inquiry the religious discrimination bill will make it easier for such dismissals. Karen Pack said she was sacked purely because I'm gay and I was getting married to my partner, while Nathan Somprano warned a Senate inquiry on Friday that schools can and do discriminate on sexuality. LGBT equality groups have already said the bill will override state laws and give schools stronger rights to sack teachers for their views on sexuality and marriage. A major Mardi Gras event has been cancelled, organisers have confirmed, amid the rapid spread of coronavirus in New South Wales. The party, which was due to be held at Sydney's Horden Pavilion following the parade at the Sydney Cricket Ground, has been called off. While the parade has not been cancelled, more than 10,000 people were set to attend the March 5 event, which organisers announced was cancelled via Instagram with heavy hearts. And protesters took to the streets of a Mexican town on Thursday following the torture and murder of a young lesbian couple. The bodies of Nohemi Medina Martinez and Yulisa Ramirez were dumped beside a highway last week. The two women had been tortured, murdered, and dismembered during a visit to Ciudad Juarez to visit family. They normally live in Texas with their three children. That was your QNN update. Now to your sport report. Sunday night saw Rod Laver Arena lit up in rainbow colours, closing out an eventful first ever Pride Day at the Australian Open. In addition to the upcoming Glam Slam from January 28th to 30th, the celebrations are Tennis Australia's attempt to reach out and welcome its LGBTQ+ fans to the game. While tennis has long been a space for trailblazing LGBTQ representation on the women's tour, from Billie Jean King to hometown Australian hero Stan Stoza, on the ATP tour there are still no out gay professional men. Gus Kenworthy, one of the most visible and well-known out gay athletes in the world, will compete at the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Kenworthy will represent Team Great Britain in the free ski halfpipe, a discipline of freestyle skiing. He is one of 21 ski and snowboard athletes on Team Great Britain. Though Beijing will mark Kenworthy's third Olympic appearance, it will be his first time competing for Great Britain. Kenworthy says the X Games and Beijing Olympics will be the last two events of his athletic career. And Pride WA have called on the West Coast Eagles to make a greater effort to forge a real connection with LGBTQIA+ communities, as the club faces criticism for not wearing rainbow jerseys during the AFLW's Pride round, despite every other team wearing them. Local LGBTIQA+ football team, the Perth Hornets, said the West Coast Eagles needed to realise that Pride was far from being done to death in the realm of sport. That was what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.